كنلتشيش التكات يوهان هاتي آدي تأسي سقاخت ستي جانا ويقوا يتواسقوا أخ أيدي سآخي أي يسويش توقا خدتي تخواسا جو أدكاتسكو خستي يتخوي خوا أخ هاتلين جت خستي يأوي خطولتسين هاتتشخن هاتتشخن قساني أويت خطولتسين كنلتشيش. I can see that we're a little bit behind schedule, so I don't want to go off too much. Chetlakwe Achtua Siku Hashishko Hasuk Atangi Wuddo Achi Achawe ye dat singit Einach ye in Achtitan. I always want people to hear our grandparents' language being spoken. So wherever I am, whenever I speak, I always want to start speaking Tlingit. And right now, what I want to talk about, and it goes hand in hand with this year's theme, I think this year has a really amazing theme, bridging the past, present, and future with our youth. That's a pretty amazing thing to me, because of all of the things that the ANB and the ANS have done over the years. They've been fighting for the rights of our children and our grandchildren. And I'm just a young man, but even though I'm young, you still wanted to hear my voice, and that shows that you really care what your children and your grandchildren think and how they feel in the present situation, and what we think about how we can improve our situation. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity. I was looking at the goals of the ANB and the ANS in the preamble to the Constitution earlier. And, I've read it a few times since I first started getting involved with ANB. And there's so many things that we have accomplished in protecting our children from discrimination. But there's another part that I want to talk about today. And it says, to preserve their history, lore, art, and virtues, to cultivate the morality, education, commerce, and civil government of Alaska, and to improve individual and municipal health and laboring conditions. So that first part there, to preserve the history, lore, art, and virtues, I think it's a really important step for us to take as Native people. The reason that we're here today is we are fighting for our rights as Alaska Native people, as Tlingit people. And I think that one of our most basic human rights is to be who we are as Tlingit people. And to do that, we need to know who we are. And so what I want us all to think about throughout this convention is how can we help to support these people that are learning who they are? How can we help them learn their language? How can we help them learn about their culture and their ancestry? It's something that really strikes me as important, and I've heard a lot of you earlier talking about this, and it really made me glad to hear that so many people are starting to think this same way, and I think that is really the battle for our youth right now, is our youth are starting to forget who they are, and if they don't know who they are, then they're not going to know what they're fighting for. So I think that when I heard these people talking earlier, and there are many people in this room right now that have been mentors to me, that have taught me, or that have been inspirations for me, and some of them that I see, Kaseich, who has been invaluable in teaching the Tlingit language, and some of my other mentors and inspirations, Sasha Sobolev and Marvin Adams, and then where's Wilbur? They've all served as mentors to me in bringing me into a leadership position. And I think that it's something that is important that we get all of our youth involved in not only furthering their education in the Western sense, but also in the cultural sense. Because it's that base, that identity that I have, that is my drive and my motivation to do well and to succeed and to help the Tlingit people. And I think that when our children know who they are, then they'll have something to fight for and they'll fight for it. They're going to want to further their education. They're going to want to do everything they can to help the Tlingit people. So I think that A&B and ANS is in a really good position to do this. It's a really powerful political organization. And I just want you all to think about, as you're making resolutions, how can we help support these people? Our own people, how can we help support them in teaching our grandchildren and teaching our great-grandchildren about who they are and what this organization is all about? There are a lot of things that I could say, and I've been thinking about a lot of things since I got here. I just got in last night, and it's been nonstop. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but sometimes I'll be sitting there, and somebody will come up and speak to me. And if I don't answer right away, I was deep in thought, because this really means a lot to me, what is happening here today. And I haven't stopped thinking about what I could say to you today to help motivate you to fight for our Tlingit language and culture, to fight for our right to be exactly who we are. I think that all of these people here, all of you people that are seated here, when you go back to your camps, I hope that you encourage and talk with all of the youth from your communities to get involved with A&B, to get involved with ANS, and to help further our people as a whole. Gonna chish.